we kind of have heard about it a little bit today in the few sessions that I've been able to sit in, like, insurance is not going to be the end all, right? Contractual language is not going to be the end all. There isn't really an end all, but the really key component is having some solid cybersecurity practices and procedures in place, and that's where the CLO has to really get involved, or the legal team has to get involved to help, you know, support and exacerbate, if you want to say, all those efforts that they're putting into play. Because we can put anything in a contract till we're, you know, blue in the face, but it doesn't necessarily going to help us at the end of the day.
And I think that's an important point as well, yeah, that you could have the best insurance policy in the world. It still shouldn't be an offensive tactic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a tool for when, you right, know, the worst happens. So just because you have a great premium or you know you've got a really good policy, that doesn't mean that you should let your guard down in other areas, which I think happens from time to time in various companies.
Yeah, and that's getting harder to do, as we saw in that last presentation, when it's harder to get insurance. You have to go under much more scrutiny to get it, yep, and the cost have increased exponentially, and you might not get coverage for the total amount of your risk. So one thing, too, we've talked about a lot of the risk, and one area that I think, in my experience, cybersecurity risk that legal counsel has in the early stages got most involved with was in the incident response. And that's mainly because, you know, when these incidents happen, they traditionally will immediately spin up some potential regulatory or litigation risk. And so that's when other teams who before legal counsels were traditionally getting involved in these type of incidents, they started to realize that, oh, we've got some risk here. Now that regulators are paying attention, now that we've got potential for class actions. But, and so we saw from that, you know, more expansive roles that general counsels are starting to play in that incident response, particularly in those critical level incidents where you see a general counsel, in some cases a major incident for the organization, they feel that what's best interest of managing the organization's legal and other risk is to take the lead in managing that incident, which is very different from the way things were 5 years ago, where you typically have your CISO run the incident. And part of that also, it has led to how chief legal officers and their departments help the organization manage that incident response process and be able to be better prepared. And so in your experience, Grant, you know, how has legal's role in managing the cybersecurity incident response evolved to where it is today? And really, where do you see legal's role today in helping the organization not only be better prepared, but also when an incident does happen, helping to manage those risks?
I think it's evolved a lot. I think historically, it's in the name response that implies that something's already happened, right? And I think that's the mentality that maybe your cybersecurity team has had, or just internal business stakeholders, will call legal when something's gone wrong. Otherwise, we stay away from them, we hide from them, they scare us, or whatever it might be. And I think their role has evolved to be a more proactive role, to be more plugged in operationally and day-to-day with cybersecurity, with other departments that manage data, and to be have their finger on the pulse a lot more than perhaps they did in the past. Because ultimately, if there is a risk of litigation, should something happen, you don't want the legal department getting up to speed at the same time as a regulator or a plaintiff's attorney, for example, should that be the scenario. So I think from today and in the future, I think it's necessary for the legal department to be much more closely aligned from a day-to-day perspective and truly understand current state, where the risks are, what the plan is to remediate, and be there to play not just the old-fashioned sort of orthodox legal role, but also to help operationalize cybersecurity within the organization, because we have to be proactive now, because the reactive approach is no longer sufficient, in my opinion. Anyway.
Yeah, and you brushed upon a point early on, too, that the traditional sort of view of the cybersecurity team and IT team and others have always been to go to legal reactively. So, you know, in your experience, Nia, have what obstacles have you seen from trying to get more involved in the cybersecurity to get a better picture and understand those risks better?
Yeah, so this is my third time trying to spin up a program within the legal team. And it's the biggest challenge, and I don't know how many of you guys are in-house counsel, but, you know, we hear you are legal. so this is not a legal matter. Like, it's there's a little bit of pushback that comes when you're trying to, you know, go out and create a program that's not just me coming in advice, to Grant's point, kind of stepping in, giving some advice, and stepping back out, but really being a true partner through the process of actually, you know, when, from the point of a product origination all the way through the actual user experience that gets launched, or, you know, every data is going to be used throughout the company. So really trying to show the benefit to the internal teams to have me as a partner, you know, early and often and throughout, as opposed to just the responsive when something happens at the end of the day. But this is also very much outside the norm of a traditional legal role, as we were just discussing, that I also get pushback from my own legal team. Right. So the legal team themselves are like, why are you, you know, getting more headcount? Why are you getting, why do you need more access? Or why can't you just tell me what I need to do to go talk to my go-to-market team? Or why, you know, everybody wants a playbook. Everybody wants, I'm like, do you understand how complex this is? This is not something I can create like a five, you know, checklist playbook for you. It actually requires more systematic approach. So I think from a challenge perspective, we're facing it from the company that wants to just go and run, especially when, you know, mine is a SaaS company, hyper growth, so we're, you know, 20 miles an hour every day all the time. Well, 20 is not that fast. That's probably not a good example. 200 miles an hour every day, sorry, every day. But